Within each chapter, I have tried to place those contemporary debates most pertinent to that number of people. Chapter 2 considers the very long time it took to get human numbers up to 5 billion, and how even then, some still claimed there were too many people. Chapter 3 takes us up to the year 2000, 6 billion people, and concerns of disorder and peak consumption. Chapter 4 moves forward only to 2011. 7 billion people and, among many issues, concerns for future energy supplies. That is the end of the first half of the book. The rest is speculation. Chapter 5 considers the years up to 2025, to there being 8 billion of us. It raises concerns about food and water, but also presents new thinking, that we may be collectively becoming clever enough to organize ourselves better. Chapter 6 takes us forward to 2045, to 9 billion people, and questions of border controls and economic inequality. Chapter 7 is as far ahead as we venture, to the 10 billion projected at the end of the century, and asks what they might be living without, but also how they might be better off than us. Finally, Chapter 8 casts a little doubt over whether there will ever be that many of us alive at the same time, and gives a long list of reasons to be hopeful about the future. The remainder of this chapter, like most of the book, is about competing and constructing stories. It concerns how we come to believe, and is about how changing some of our beliefs might be the key to our collective survival. Discovering a new world. Storytelling is not in our genes or evolutionary history, but it is the essence of what makes us human. David Cantor, Professor of Psychology, 2012. Human beings progress by telling stories. One event can result in a great variety of stories being told about it. Sometimes those stories differ greatly. Which stories are picked up and repeated, and which are dropped and forgotten, often determines how we progress. Our history, knowledge, and understanding are all the collections of the few stories that survive. This includes the stories we tell each other about the future. And how the future will turn out depends partly, possibly largely, on which stories we collectively choose to believe. Some stories are designed to spread fear and concern. This may be because the storyteller feels there is a need to raise some tensions. They might feel that facts are being overlooked, or that their point of view is not being taken seriously enough. To get attention, people sometimes tell stories to shock their listeners. For instance, one recent story refers to an apparently otherwise mild-mannered Cambridge University academic recommending that we should teach our children how to use guns so that, in the apparently inevitable forthcoming population Armageddon, they will have a better chance of survival. Stories of us descending into a Lord of the Flies world are frightening. They are totemic warnings. Fail to act now, and we are all doomed. They suggest that if we do not act in the way the protagonist would wish us, and everyone else to act, the consequences will be dire, with our genes, our offspring, doomed to some kind of survival of the least empathetic. The only survivors will be those who find killing easy, what some call the fittest. For each generation, the warnings are updated, although, encouragingly, there are now caveats about the fallacies of such warnings. Today, the message of the book The Hunger Games is taught in schools where I live in England, more as a warning to beware selfish adults than as a prophecy that soon hunger will spread. At school, I was made to read Lord of the Flies to try, I guess, to make me fearful of anarchy or tribalism. Just as there are stories that we are all doomed, so too are there stories that all will be fine, as long as we leave everything up to a few, especially able, if often a little selfish, adults. Currently, this trend is led by those who occasionally describe themselves as rational optimists. Self-titled rational optimists tend to claim that it is human nature to compete and to trade, to want above all to profit at the expense of others. They often use what they present.